Iran 40 years after victory of the Islamic Revolution. The domineering system in the world has hatched many plots for the past four decades to obliterate the Islamic Republic system in Iran. One of these plots was the eight-year war imposed by the U.S. through its myrmidon Saddam. This war made the Iranian nation more resolute and firm vis-à-vis various conspiracies, especially in the domain of defense. The eight-year war had bitter consequences in economic, political, and military arenas, but it was an appropriate opportunity to test the defense structure of the country so that Iran can get to full might and deterrence ability. Having more than 2,000 kilometers of water borders on one hand and presence of trans-regional troops in high waters and waterways of south of Iran on the other hand, requires the Islamic Republic to develop its marine, air and ground power to encounter any would-be threat. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, makes it clear that security and defensive might are the precursors of progress in society. He maintains that defensive might will cause fear among enemies and warn them not to have ill wishes for our country. The leader reiterates, "Americans insist that we negotiate with them on the issues of West Asia, especially Syria, Iraq, Lebanon, and Yemen. What's their real goal of asking for negotiation? They don't have any goal except preventing the presence of the Islamic Republic of Iran as the main factor for the U.S. failures." Ayatollah Khamenei, pointing to the U.S. stratagems and clear enmity, some examples of which were seen during nuclear talks, said, "Rationality requires us to have absolute mistrust towards those who have disclosed their enmity." Elsewhere in his remarks, the leader stressed, "The reason for the current unprecedented assaults against the Islamic system is the ever-increasing power of this system, as the enemies have sensed danger of this increasing power and enhanced their assaults." Noam Chomsky, famous American analyst, pointing to the U.S. forging of allegations against Iran, said that the United States considers Iran as the biggest threat against peace, while the world believes that the United States is the biggest threat against global peace. The Islamic Republic of Iran is going through the 40th anniversary of its life, while it has become the most influential and effective power in the political, social, and military spheres of the region. Iran's role in controlling regional crises has proved the preparedness and status of Iranian armed forces. The defense doctrine of the Islamic Republic is based on principles, the most important of which are commitment to non-invasion, negation of weapons of mass destruction, especially atomic weapons, emphasis on defense of the oppressed and resistance against invasion. As per these principles, one of the features of Iran's military power is the enhancement of deterrence ability. Commander of IRGC, Major General Mohammad Ali Jafari, said, "The Islamic Republic is scientifically able to increase the range of missiles, but it is not the current policy of Iran." Major General Jafari added that, "With the current range of 2,000 kilometers of our missiles, Many of the strategic goals of enemies are within the reach of the security range of the Islamic Republic. Self-reliance and self-sufficiency in further reconstruction and equipment of armed forces are some of the strategies that have led Iran towards increased empowerment in the military and defense fields. The Islamic Republic has strongly stood against all conspiracies and, with reliance on experiences of the imposed war, has succeeded in making the elements and requisites of conventional defense and deterrence in proportion to threats. Mike Pompeo, former head of CIA and current Secretary of State, says that Iran is a powerful country in the region with broad influence and confrontation with Iran is impossible. The progresses of the Islamic Republic have made global powers revise their policies vis-à-vis Iran and pursue their enmity with Iran in ways other than hard options. These indices indicate that the Islamic Republic of Iran, as a system founded on Islamic values and enjoying people's support, has passed over myriads of barriers and turned threats into opportunities. The Islamic Republic system is more powerful in the 40th year of its life and marching more resolutely from strength to strength. Ayatollah Khamenei, during a ceremony of the cadets of the army, elaborating that the conflict of the global arrogance with us is because of our regional power, said, "This is the might of the Islamic Republic. What, in our view, is the element of national might in the view of our enemies is a bothersome factor, and they fight it. They oppose the expansion of Islamic Republic's might among nations in the region and beyond because it is the factor of might, because it is the strategic depth of the country. They oppose the defensive and military power of our country. Our enemies are opposed to whatever is the means of national power and element of might."